Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, my loves. I hope you're having a good day, whatever kind of day you're having. I am so grateful that you're taking a moment to ground into your body right now with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, I don't know about you, but I have been feeling pretty sensitive lately, and I say sensitive in the best sense of the word. There's nothing wrong with being sensitive, and I think the word sensitive has been thrown around with this negative connotation for far too long. Being sensitive is a really good thing. And really what I mean when I say I've been feeling sensitive is I've been feeling very close to my emotions lately. I've been feeling fairly vulnerable. So chances are you have too. And I wanted to take a moment for today's practice for us just to go a little bit deeper into whatever feeling might be closest to us right now. Just in case no one's asked you today, how are you doing? Well, this is your chance to ask yourself, okay? So closing your eyes, if you feel comfortable doing that, you can find a comfortable seat or you can stay standing up, whatever feels good for you. And right away, we'll bring our awareness into our heart center, our heart space. And if you feel like that's a bit of a challenge or you need more time, try placing one or both hands to your heart. So not just physically to your anatomical heart, but your energetic heart center right in the middle of the chest. And you can take the tips of your fingers and just tap your heart a little bit here. Just a couple times with your fingertips, tap, tap, tap. And then bring the palms of the hands back on top of the chest. And take a deep breath, breathing this next inhale into this part of your physical and energetic body. So inhale into the heart. Open the mouth and exhale to soften the heart. Let's do that 2 more times. So inhale in through the nose, breathing into the heart, opening and expanding the heart. Open the mouth, exhale, soften the heart. One more time. Inhale, open the heart. Open the mouth and exhale, soften the heart. And bring your breath back through the nose, inhales and exhales. And really bringing your awareness to this part of your physical and also your feeling, your emotional body. This place right beneath the palms of the hands. How are you doing today? How are you doing really? How are you feeling? How has this day been? How is this moment? How is your heart? and see what you can find somewhere lingering here as the answer to that question. How am I doing? What's going on? How am I feeling right now? And taking a few deep breaths, just in and out of the nose, lingering here in your heart space as you feel for the answer to this question. And now, whatever comes up, we're just going to let that be. And that is one of our greatest challenges as human beings, to not have to fix everything all the time, to not try to get in and solve problems and jump straight into doing. We're not going to do any doing right now. There's nothing about this feeling that's most present for you that you have to fix. And noticing how quick your mind is to tell you that, well, this feeling means or might mean that there's something wrong, that there's something I have to solve, that there's something I have to go do now to change this feeling or to fix this feeling. Even if the feeling is feeling really happy, really joyful, sometimes the mind can be really quick to tell us, well, what do you have to be joyful about? Sometimes our mind can shame us for feeling joy or tell us to put a lid on our joy, to not express it, to not speak it out loud, because there's pain in this world. So who are we to feel joyful, happy? So just notice that. Or if the feeling is sadness, frustration, fear, worry, anxiety, notice how quick your mind is to jump to that place of, okay, so how do I fix that? What do I need to change? And for this practice right now, and for however often you return to a practice like this, there is no doing that's about to happen. There's nothing you need to solve about this feeling. There's nothing wrong with this feeling being here. And there's nothing this feeling is asking of you other than a little bit of space to be felt. Think of this feeling as something that's knocking to the door or knocking on the door of your heart, just asking for permission to be felt. And we spend so much time and energy trying to escape our feelings or shoving the feelings down or distracting ourselves to go do something else. And all this feeling wants is a little bit of space without us having to fix or change or alter or do anything with it at all. I give myself full permission to feel. See if you can repeat that to yourself silently or out loud. I give myself full permission to feel. And then verbalizing this feeling, again, quietly to yourself or out loud if you can. I am feeling right now. And then fill in the feeling that you're feeling. I am feeling sad right now. I am feeling excited right now. I am feeling really anxious right now. I am feeling frustrated right now. I'm feeling disconnected right now. I am feeling grateful right now. See what resonates most to you. And then repeat that sentence a couple of times just to yourself. And if you can do it out loud, do it out loud. I am feeling, and really naming that feeling. Putting a word to that feeling, putting a little label to that feeling. And then taking a deep, full breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And notice how sometimes just naming the feeling, just acknowledging it out loud, telling ourselves, oh, I'm feeling this way, can help settle our nervous system. When we stop resisting the feeling and we just allow it, It's like, oh, that's what I've been holding on to all day, or that's what I've been carrying today, or that's what I've been avoiding today, and here I am. And there's nothing I have to do with this feeling at all. So just give yourself a little bit of space to be here, feeling exactly this. And if something else wants to come through, sometimes as we give ourselves that space just to feel, and all of a sudden tears come, or all of a sudden we feel a wave of anger and we want to move our bodies, or all of a sudden we just sense a little shift and we want to move a little bit, right? So if that comes, let that feeling through, and feelings come through the body. So if tears want to come, cry, give yourself space to have a good cry. Chances are you need it. If you're angry, give yourself space to, in a safe way, act that anger out, whether it's shaking your body a little bit, stomping your feet, jumping up and down, punching into a pillow, something so that feeling can pass through the body. And then watch what happens. Just watch what happens. I have a feeling today's practice is just the beginning. So take this moment right now for at least another 10 minutes to go deeper into this feeling that you're present with right now. Give it space. Let it out. Let it pass through. I love you. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.